Okay, good morning, everybody. I think we're ready now. Got power to the board. Let's rock, eh? Well, thanks a lot for tuning in to Tim in the Morning, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 Pacific time. And currently in the valley, we have some beautiful weather conditions here right now. It's extremely sunny, bright blue sky, and I can't find one cloud on the horizon or anywhere. Like I said, 15 degrees, maybe I said that, and winds are calm, humidity sitting at 75%, not too bad, and barometric pressure 102.3 kilopascals and rising. But the only bummer is the days are getting shorter. Man. But what can you do? In the valley here, we're going up to 29 degrees in the sunshine today. It'll clear off, or it'll remain clear overnight and go down to 15 degrees. And tomorrow, sunny, 31. Friday, sunny, 30. Saturday, sunny, 29. Sunday, sunny, 27. I've got some Allman Brothers that I think I might lead off the show with here today. This one goes back to an album called True Gravity, released in 1991. And the name of the song is called One Way Out. The Allman Brothers, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Yeah.
love don't.
Oh,
Sam Cooke there with Bring It On Home to Me. That's taken from an album called Portrait of a Legend, 1951 to 1964. Mr. Sam Cooke, Bring It On Home to Me. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio. It is 7:47. We better get rolling here. It's time for This Day in Canadian History. And our first story for September the 11th is going back to 1888. And that's when Governor General Lord Stanley records an address to the President of the United States onto an Edison phonograph cylinder. This is the world's oldest known sound preserved on a record. Also on this day in 1944, William Lyon Mackenzie King hosts U.S. Presidential Franklin Delano Roosevelt and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill at the Second Quebec Conference held in the Chateau Frontenac. And it lasted until September the 16th. Couple of birthdays here today. Our first one is Julian Hedworth George, Lord Byng of Vimy, the 12th Governor General of Canada from 1921 to 1926, born on this day in Rotham Park, England, in 1862, dies in Thorpe Le Soken, England, June 6, 1935. And Field Marshal Byng was a British aristocrat and cavalry officer who commanded the Canadian Corps from 1916 on, but he wisely left the principal soldiering at Vimy Ridge to Sir Arthur Currie and his artillery professionals. As Governor General, he refused Mackenzie King's request to dissolve Parliament on a vote of confidence, precipitating the King-Byng affair. In 1925, his wife, Evelyn, donated the Lady Byng Trophy for sportsmanship and excellence to the National Hockey League. There you go. What else do we have here? Dalton Camp, political organizer, advertising executive, columnist, radio commentator, born on this day at Woodstock, New Brunswick in 1920. Camp was an early supporter of Robert Stanfield and assisted his election as Nova Scotia Premier in 1956 and as National PC leadership in 1967, where he helped engineer the downfall of John Diefenbaker. And what else do we have here? 1995, Jacques Parizeau announces the next referendum will be held the day before Halloween, a year or less a day after being elected. Way to go, Jacques. And in 1995 as well, Frank McKenna wins a second term in the provincial election for the Liberals, takes 47 of the 54 seats. And in 1995, the Canadian dollar plunges as polls show the Yes side in the lead in Quebec's referendum campaign on sovereignty. Let's see. In 1990, out of Edmonton, the Alberta The Alberta Telecommunications Minister, Fred Stewart, announces a $950 million sale of 60% of TELUS, formerly AGT. It was a success as 140,000 Albertans own shares in the company. Anything else here? Here's one. In 1987, out of Santa Monica, California, actor Lorne Greene dies at the age of 72, born in Toronto, February the 12th, 1915. Lorne Greene is best known for his role as Pa, or Ben Cartwright, in the American TV series Bonanza, And Green started his rise to fame as a CBC radio newscaster. He was known as the voice of doom for his wartime broadcasts. Yeah, and after his move to Hollywood, he starred in Sailor of Fortune, Roots, Battlestar Galactica, and as narrator of The Last of the Wild. There you go. And in 1986, this was a hot moment. Toronto, Montreal, and the Vancouver stock exchanges experience a massive sell-off as Wall Street dives to its worst one-day stock market decline since October 28, 1929. Black Thursday. Yeah. I remember that day so well because I had just bought a house. And the other house wasn't sold yet. Yeah, that made things interesting in my life. Roll Away the Stone on Deck by Leon Russell, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
You're listening to the South Kootenai radio station here in the Creston Valley.
There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine. Plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth. No reason to get excited. The thief, he kindly spoke. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now. The hour is getting late. The view, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in the distance, a wild cat did growl. Two riders were approaching, the wind began to howl.
Okay, hang on. We weren't supposed to be listening to Hedy Ellis and Cowboy Jack Ramsey. Anyway, we just finished up there with Bob Dylan, All Along the Watchtower. That was taken from his John Wesley Harding album of 1967. And anyways, I had Joe and the crew standing by. They want to do a 4 minute, 30 second news update here. And then we'll be back on the second half hour with some more great tunes for you right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is September 11th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. It being September 11th, ceremonies are being held across the United States today to mark the 12th anniversary of the terrorist attacks of 9/11. That is from Ground Zero this hour in Manhattan. Meanwhile, U.S. President Obama and members of his administration are taking part in services both on the White House lawn and at the Pentagon. In New York, as is done every year, the name of every person killed in the collapse of the World Trade Center buildings are now being read aloud, and it's a lengthy ceremony. In total, just under 3,000 names will be covered. To the crisis in Syria now, and President Obama is not backing down from his position. He says he wants a diplomatic solution ultimately, but he says it would be a mistake to keep the military option off the table.
If we fail to act, the Assad regime will see no reason to stop using chemical weapons. As the ban against these weapons erodes, other tyrants will have no reason to think twice about acquiring poison gas and using them. Over time, our troops would again face the prospect of chemical warfare on the battlefield. And it could be easier for terrorist organizations to obtain these weapons and to use them to attack civilians.
And that's President Obama in a primetime televised address last night from the White House. Meanwhile, on the diplomatic front, Russia has convinced Syria to agree to hand over its chemical weapons to the international community. But the United States, Britain, and France are all saying they need more. The three countries are demanding a clear timetable and defined consequences if the Assad regime fails to comply. With the latest now from Moscow, here's Jessica Gallagher.
Damascus and Moscow have accepted the idea that puts President Bashar al-Assad's stockpile of chemical weapons under international control. But there's confusion among the international community about how the plan will be implemented and enforced. The Kremlin has rejected U.S. and French demands for a binding United Nations Security Council resolution that calls for what's being described as very severe consequences for non-compliance by Syria. U.S. President Barack Obama says he's cautious about the initial Russian interpretation about how the proposal will be enforced. Last night, in his address to the American people, Obama also said the U.S. would go ahead with an attack against Syria's chemical weapons capability if the diplomatic efforts fall through. Russia and the U.S. have agreed to the possibility of holding talks in the coming days. The Kremlin is seen as crucial to solving the conflict in Syria. Jessica Gallagher, CBC News, Moscow.
To other news now, in a study by the Canadian Payroll Association is suggesting that fewer Canadians are living paycheck to paycheck these days. But it says the long-term financial outlook for many Canadian households remains troubling. Here's the CBC's Scott Peterson.
42% of Canadians are living paycheck to paycheck, meaning that if they miss even one pay period, they're going to be in financial difficulty. That's down a little bit from last year, but if we dig further into these numbers, it shows how little Canadians have saved. For example, 40% of us are spending all or even more of our pay. The highest amount of spenders are in Atlantic Canada. Quebec is the lowest. And no surprise here, even as our savings rate is low, 45% of us saying that we're saving 5% or less of our paycheck. So all this comes at a time that we know that Canadians have record high debt levels.
That's the CBC's Scott Peterson in Toronto. Canadian students are being told that the cost of a post-secondary education is still very much on the rise. The Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives is predicting that the tuition for an undergraduate degree will jump by 10% over the next 4 years. As it stands now, the average university tuition is more than $6,000 a year. The Policy Center says that's a $4,000 increase since 1990. And that is the CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings.
Okay, thanks a lot there, Joe. Much appreciated that update. And welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour here of the morning show, where we broadcast from 7:30 till 9 weekdays. And, of course, that's Pacific time. All right, we're going to get rolling on this second half hour of the morning show with some Blue Rodeo. We're going to go back a couple of years to 1989, and we're going to listen to the title track of the Diamond Mind album right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Shine like a diamond mine.
Yeah.
like a diamond mine.
Okay, so you're listening to South Kootenai Radio here, and might as well check out Tim in the mornings at 7:30. It'll be a good time.
There we go, Link Ray bringing us up to this day in rock and roll history. Another big one again today. We've got two birthdays to mention for September the 11th, the very first one in 1943, and that's when Mickey Hart, the drummer for the Grateful Dead, was born. Of course, I guess their only hit was Touch of Grey. 1953... Tommy Shaw was born. Of course, Tommy, the guitar player for Styx. One of their big hits, Babe. And now the useless trivia throughout the years. On September the 11th, we're going to start back in 1952, and that's when Atlanta Records on West 56th Street in New York, Ahmet Ertegun. Or however you pronounce his name. Big record producer anyway. And he begins recording his newest signing, a 21-year-old Ray Charles, whose contract had just been purchased from the Swingtime label for $2,500. And in 1957, Jerry Lee Lewis hits number 3 position on the U.S. record charts with a whole lot of shaking going on. The song had already been released by a handful of artists, and Jerry Lee had been using it in his live act for several months. He would later recall, "I knew it was a hit when I recorded it." Well, of course, I mean, it's an incredible tune. September the 11th, 1963, an unauthorized two-disc set of Bob Dylan songs called The Great White Wonder first appears at a Los Angeles record store. It's believed to be the first commercial release of a bootleg album. 1966, the Beatles receive a gold record for the single Yellow Submarine, and the next year they receive a million seller award for All You Need Is Love. 1974, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Joni Mitchell, and the band play to 80,000 fans at London's Wembley Stadium. That particular concert is also on a DVD. I own that one, and, well, it's not too bad. 1982, John Cougar Mellencamp becomes the only male artist to have two singles in the U.S. Top 10, as well as the number one album, Jack and Diane, was number 4, while Hurts So Good went to number 8. The LP, American Fool, stayed at the top for 9 weeks, eventually reaching multi-platinum status. And in 1987... 43-year-old Peter Tosh, the guitar player for the original Wailing Wailers with Bob Marley, was brutally murdered at his Jamaican home. I've seen Peter Tosh with the Rolling Stones, I think, in 1977. Yeah. I had to throw that in for our listener from New Brunswick. He says I should mention more concerts that I've attended. Well, there you go, Tara. That one's just for you. And in 1992, Eric Clapton's Unplugged LP enters the Billboard chart. The record would go on to win a Grammy for Album of the Year, with sales reaching over 7 million. All right, let's start off celebrating Mickey Hart's birthday, drummer for the Grateful Dead. And we're going to listen to a song from their American Beauty album of 1970. And the song's called Truckin', right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin', like the dude of man. Together, all that.
gas in line. Just keep chugging on, on, on.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical day.
Soft machine, Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means, and just won't let you be.
Most of the cats that you meet on the streets become true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home.
Do the man once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down.
on by.
Yeah, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
Oh, yeah. Cheers from the Maritimes. We're listening to some Kootenai Radio on the World Wide Web.
Let go of my phone.
Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking it. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the corner. Woo, huh? Come on over, baby. Baby, got the bull by the horn. We ain't faking it. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Yeah, let's shake. Shake, I said shake, baby shake. I said shake it, baby shake it. Let's shake, baby shake. Come on over, oh, a lot of shaking going on. Oh, let's go. You can shake it one time for me.
In a hurry.
Lordy, come on over, baby. Oh, Lordy, shake it, going on. Now let's get real low one time now. Shake, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kind of stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's what you got. Yeah. Now let's go one time.
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star.
Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane's sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between her knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Jackson's back, flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there and Diane gotta run off to the city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Living is gone.
So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon. About Jack and Diane, two American kids doing best they can.
There you go. John Mellencamp finishing things up with Jack and Diane for This Day in Rock and Roll History. I actually had to cancel two songs on that as we were running a little late, but one of the songs will be making it into our album highlight here in a couple of minutes. John Mellencamp became the first male artist to have two singles on the U.S. Top 10 as well as the number one album, Jack and Diane. Yeah, Hurt So Good with the LP American Fool. Pretty cool. That was 1982. All right, what did we hear before that? The Beatles, All You Need Is Love. I was going to play Yellow Submarine, but we're running low on time, so that one we'll play after the 9 o'clock news. And what did we have before that one? Jerry Lee Lewis, Whole Lot of Shaking going on. That one was a big hit for him in 1957. And then we played some Ray Charles. He was just signed on this day in 1952 by Atlantic Records. And we played I Got a Woman. Styx, Too Much Time on My Hand. Tommy Shaw, the guitar player of the band, born on this day in 1953. And we started things off with Grateful Dead, Trucking. Mickey Hart, the drummer of the band, born on this day in 1943. Okay, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Creston Valley at 17 degrees. Winds are calm. Humidity just dropped a little bit down to 68%, and we're going up to a sunny and 29 degrees today. Going to be just a bit of a scorcher. And over in Vancouver, it is sunny and 17 currently. Yellowknife is 10 degrees and sunny. Calgary, sunny and 12. Winnipeg, a mix of sun and cloud, 18 degrees. Toronto, sunny, 28. Halifax is cloudy and 18. And St. John's, Newfoundland, a mix of sun and cloud, 16 degrees. Okay, as mentioned on about a half an hour ago for this day in rock and roll history, in 1992, Eric Clapton's Unplugged album enters the Billboard chart. The record would go on to win a Grammy Award for Album of the Year, and sales reaching over 7 million copies. And that's going to be the source of entertainment for our album highlight today, which, of course, is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And, of course, their website now is an online store, so you can purchase stuff directly online from the website. And if you want to have a look, it's B-E-A-D, Bedazzled, Bedazzled, BEADAZZLED.ca. So check it out, and if you're not in town, you can give Kevin and Sandy a call and get some free advice, and I'm sure they've got the means to help you out. All right, Eric Clapton's Unplugged album. Let's start off with Alberta, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Oh,
hang on.
Chuck Lavelle.
Okay, there you go, finishing up our artist or our album highlight today, 1992 release of Eric Clapton's Unplugged, an MTV production, and of course that particular album winning a Grammy for Album of the Year with over 7 million copies sold. All right, and of course, thanks going out to Bedazzled for the sponsorship of Artist or Album Highlight, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. All right, that is it for today's morning show. Thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. And hopefully you enjoyed the songs that we played here today. Don't forget about the Hot Chicken and LP show that comes on at 12:05, where we play a full album every day of the week at noon. And if you happen to miss it, it's rebroadcast again that evening at 9 p.m. Today we're going to be featuring Chet Atkins and Mark Knopfler's album, Neck and Neck. Well, have a great day, everyone, and we're going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second break for a news update, and we'll be back with more regular broadcasting right here on South Kootenai Radio. Have a great day.